Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
The multidimensional Hasta Nakshatra. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to effortlessly create, shape, and perfect everything they touch? They don't just work with their hands. They infuse skill, precision, and mastery into whatever they do. When you think about it, these are the ones who take raw potential and transform it into something remarkable, using their focus, agility, and intelligence to bring ideas to life. Their power isn't in force. It's in dexterity, adaptability, and the ability to manifest their vision with extraordinary skill. Is it any wonder that Hasta Nakshatra, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the open hand, carries the energy of creation, craftsmanship, and skillful execution? This is the nakshatra of artisans, entrepreneurs, healers, and problem solvers, those who thrive in hands-on work, intricate planning, and perfecting their craft. Hasta natives don't just think of ideas. They bring them into reality with precision, intelligence, and an almost magical ability to shape the world around them. Look at the craftsmen, surgeons, designers, strategists, and inventors who have a natural gift for working with their hands, solving complex problems, and creating something tangible from nothing. Whether in business, medicine, the arts, or skilled trades, they are meticulous, detail-oriented, and highly adaptive. They don't just perform tasks. They master them, refining their skills until they become second nature. And what makes them so powerful? It's their ability to merge intellect with execution, vision with precision, ideas with reality. Unlike Uttara Falguni's structured leadership or Purva Falguni's indulgent charm, Hasta moves with quick-witted efficiency, finding creative solutions, refining techniques, and executing plans with flawless accuracy. They are the architects of mastery. The hands that build, the minds that calculate, and the souls that strive for perfection. But here's what's most fascinating. Hasta's power isn't just in their hands, but in their minds. Their intelligence is sharp, tactical, and deeply analytical, allowing them to adapt quickly, manipulate situations in their favor, and outthink their competition. Whether in business, politics, or creative fields, they are masters of strategy, using both logic and intuition to navigate challenges with ease. So the next time you meet someone who thrives in hands-on work, who perfects every detail, who is sharp, skillful, and always in control of their craft, ask yourself, are they channeling the dexterous, ingenious force of Hasta? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just skillful. They are the makers, the problem solvers, the ones who remind us that intelligence isn't just about knowing. It's about doing, refining, and mastering. The multidimensional Hasta Nakshatra, the MBTI connection. Did you ever notice how some people have an almost magical ability to create, fix, or perfect anything they set their mind to? They don't just dream of possibilities. They bring them into reality with precision, skill, and an unmatched attention to detail. When you think about it, these are the ones who thrive in hands-on work, who calculate their moves with precision, who take pride in their ability to execute with efficiency and finesse. Their power isn't in grand gestures, it's in control, mastery, and the intelligence to turn ideas into tangible results. Is it any wonder that Hasta Nakshatra aligns with MBTI types that thrive on structure, skillful execution, and practical intelligence? The ISTP, ESTP, and ISTJ, each in their own way, mirror Hasta's gifted hands, sharp minds, and ability to bring order and mastery to the physical world. They don't just think about how things should be done. They refine, adapt, and perfect every step of the process. The ISP, the virtuoso, is Hasta's problem-solving genius, thriving on precision, mechanical skill, and hands-on experimentation. Like Hasta, they are masters of their craft, always refining their techniques, improving their efficiency, and working independently to perfect their skills. They don't waste time on theories. They dive into action, analyzing, troubleshooting, and making things work better than before. Their intelligence is tactical, hands-on, and deeply rooted in logic. Then there's the ESTP, the entrepreneur, the one who thrives in fast-moving, high-energy environments where quick thinking and adaptability are key. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns with Hasta's sharp-witted, dexterous nature? ESTPs, like Hasta, know how to read situations, react with lightning speed, and manipulate circumstances in their favor. They are natural risk-takers, using their charm, intelligence, and resourcefulness to get what they want. They don't wait for things to happen, they make things happen. And what about the ISTJ? The logistician, the one who ensures that every plan is executed with discipline, accuracy, and attention to detail? Unlike the improvisational ISTP or the high-energy ESTP, the ISTJ channels Hasta's methodical, structured, and detail-oriented approach. They don't cut corners. They don't overlook small details. They execute plans flawlessly, ensuring that everything is done to the highest standard. Their patience, focus, and ability to create systems that work efficiently over time make them natural at mastering any craft they commit to. So when you meet someone who thrives in hands-on work, who perfects every process, who calculates every move with precision and control, ask yourself, are they channeling the intelligent, dexterous force of Hasta? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just skillful. They are the builders, the craftsmen, the tactical thinkers who remind us that mastery is in the details and success comes from knowing exactly how to execute. The multidimensional Hasta Nakshatra, the Enneagram connection. Did you ever wonder why some people seem to thrive on precision, control, and mastery over their environment? They don't just work hard. They work smart, refining their skills, perfecting their craft, and ensuring that every detail is just right. When you think about it, these are the ones who don't settle for good enough. They constantly improve, troubleshoot, and find creative ways to make things more efficient, functional, and flawless. Their power isn't in grand gestures. It's in skill, intelligence, and execution. Is it any wonder that Hasta Nakshatra aligns with Enneagram types that thrive on structure, precision, and problem solving? The perfectionist, type 1, the investigator, type 5, and the challenger, type 8, each in their own way, mirror Hasta's sharp intellect, adaptability, and ability to create order out of chaos. They don't just accept things as they are, they analyze, refine, and master their craft until it reaches the highest possible standard. The perfectionist, type 1, is Hasta's meticulous architect, always striving for excellence, efficiency, and precision. Like Hasta, they hold themselves to the highest standards, ensuring that everything they do is done correctly and ethically. They aren't satisfied with mediocrity. They believe in discipline, structure, and continuous self-improvement. Their gift is in refining systems, correcting flaws, and ensuring that things work as they should. Then there's the investigator, type 5, the one who lives to analyze, troubleshoot, and solve complex problems. Isn't it obvious why this type aligns so strongly with Hasta's methodical, detail-oriented nature? Type 5s, like Hasta, thrive on deep understanding, constantly learning, refining their knowledge, and applying it in highly practical ways. They don't just gather information for the sake of it. They find ways to use their intelligence to solve real-world problems and perfect their craft. And what about the challenger, type 8? The one who demands control over their environment, ensuring that they are always in a position of strength and competence. Unlike the disciplined type 1 or the analytical type 5, the type 8 channels. Hasta's ability to act with decisiveness, authority, and sharp strategic thinking. They don't just execute plans, they take charge, make things happen, and ensure that they are always in control of their work, their environment, and their success. So when you meet someone who thrives on hands-on mastery, who perfects every detail, who moves with intelligence, precision, and control, ask yourself, are they channeling the sharp, dexterous force of Hasta? Because when you really think about it, they aren't just skillful. They are the analysts, the craftsmen, the strategic thinkers who remind us that excellence isn't just about talent. It's about discipline, intelligence, and knowing exactly how to execute.